I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Bear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, Congress took a step forward yesterday towards reversing California's disastrous regulation against gas cars, which would have banned gas-powered cars over the next 10 years. Representative Kevin Kiley, Congressional Review Act resolution that he introduced last month, passed the House with bipartisan support. This is a major victory for common sense. Californians should be able to drive the car of their choice, not one chosen for them by the government, Representative Kiley said. HJ Resolution 88 repeals California's Advanced Clean Cars 2 waiver. The federal waiver was what allowed the state to ban the sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. Kiley's waiver repeal passed the House on Thursday. On April 10th and 11th, 122 sophomore students and 12 chaperones from Inyo County High Schools visited Sacramento to tour Folsom Lake Community College, UEI Technical College, and Sacramento State University to explore academic options for their futures. This opportunity was made possible by the Inyo County Office of Education with support from Bishop, Big Pine, Owens Valley, and Lone Pine High Schools. The goal of this overnight field trip is to align with school goals and take students on trips to community colleges, UCs, CSUs, and CTE programs that most lend themselves to the post-secondary aspirations of our student body and their parents. One chaperone reported, "The best part about the college visit trip was observing students being able to have new experiences out of their comfort zone and also having opportunities for them to tour campuses." More on this and some amazing pictures of this event are out on our website at sierrawave.net and on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Inyo County has partnered with two leading providers of cloud-based software designed to streamline operations, modernizing document management, improve transparency, and make it easier for the public to access information and do business in Inyo County. Inyo County recently launched online portals for OpenGov's e-procurement and public sector budgeting, procurement, and financial management systems, and Civic Plus Next Request, a public records request management tool as part of the county's continuing efforts to enhance public services in the digital age. These tools reflect the Board of Supervisors' commitment to transparency, efficiency, and accessibility, said Chairperson Scott Marcelin. By striving to embrace digital solutions, we're making it easier for residents and vendors to interact with the county in a faster and more user-friendly way. Kudos to our administrators and administration and information services staff for their forward-thinking, innovative efforts to improve the myriad services we provide. Marcelin added that none of the software is intended to eliminate in-person or over-the-phone service, which will always be available at both the Bishop and Independent campuses. The goal is to make accessing services easier for many who prefer to conduct business online. Well, news briefs from April 29th Board of Supervisors meeting are available on our website, sierrawave.net, as well as next week's special meeting agenda, which is actually a regular meeting, but it's special because it's in Tecopa. Laughing Parrot Productions released its third Every 15 Minutes film for the Bishop Union High School in collaboration with the California Highway Patrol yesterday. This latest installment marks the production company's seventh project overall for the school's, including a previous mock crash in Lone Pine. This year's film raises the bar in realism, capturing an authentic-looking crash scene and incorporating actual dialogue reflective of real-life drunk driving tragedies involving teens. The project is part of the Impactful Every 15 Minutes program, which educates high school students about the dangers of impaired and distracted driving through emotionally charged simulations and storytelling. By working closely with the CHP and local emergency responders, Laughing Parrot Productions continues to deliver a sobering message to students, families, and the broader community. The consequences of driving under the influence are real, immediate, and often devastating. Video can be found on the Facebook page of Sierra Wave Media, or it could also be found on Laughing Parrot Productions' YouTube channel or lpptv.us. Well, Gloria Melinda Vassar Maples was born on March 27, 1943 in Bishop and passed away on April 12, 25 at Northern Inyo Hospital. Graveside services will be held on May 17, 2025 at 10 a.m. and she will be laid to rest on top of her husband at the West Line Cemetery. More on her obituary can be found at sierrawave.net or our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. Moving along here, we got lots going on this weekend. There's the Choo Choo Swap Meet, Chili Cars and Cervezas at the fairgrounds. But at the Bishop Twin Theater, they have two new movies. They have Thunderbolts, rated PG-13, 2 hours, 5 minutes. Got a 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Ensnared in a Death Trap, an unconventional team of anti-heroes, Yelena Belova, Bucky Barnes, Red Guardian, Ghost Taskmaster, and John Walker embarks on a dangerous mission that forces them to confront the darkest corners of their past. Next is Sinners, rated R, 2 hours and 15 minutes long, 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their Mississippi hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting for them to welcome them back. For showtime information and more about these movies, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, it's getting really close, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And about the people who shape it, those are the people that are on tonight's episode of Skippable News. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.